The state of Massachusetts is set to break ground for the construction of a new jail. If it's built, the Chicopee Women's Jail would replace part of the jail in Ludlow. The new jail would include a few hundred more beds. $27 million has been allocated to the construction of this jail. The statewide Harm Reduction Coalition, which works on changing drug laws, has been campaigning to stop the jail's construction. They say that almost three-quarters of inmates are incarcerated for drug-related offenses. These offenses warrant rehabilitation, they say, not incarceration. They're calling for a moratorium on the construction of any new jails or prisons in the state. On Wednesday, July 13th, they held a press conference at the State House. A representative from the American Civil Liberties Union outlined some of the problems with the jail.
Just consider the women in the Ludlow Jail, the facility, or at least part of it, that the new Chicopee Jail is supposed to replace. 35% of the women there are pretrial detainees. They simply don't have the money to just make bail. Of the remaining, 80% are nonviolent offenders. That means half of them are eligible for alternative sanctions rather than being locked up in prisons. So out of the 139 women who are in the Ludlow Jail, only about 40 are considered violent offenders. And yet, this new jail is supposed to have somewhere between 230 and 340 beds, places for people to be locked up. Where are we going to get those new 200 to 300 people to fill that prison? If you build it, you will fill it. 70% of the people are incarcerated for nonviolent drug and drug-related offenses. Their issue is drug addiction. It's a medical problem. It's a public health problem. It is not a criminal justice issue. A disproportionate number of people in our prisons are people of color and poor people. In Massachusetts, for example, African Americans comprise only 5.5% of the population, but more than half, 55% of the prison population. And what's worse is in the juvenile justice system, where a recently released ACLU report showed that kids of color are 2.5 more times as likely